With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid the turmoil in Minneapolis, President Trump is placing his border czar in charge of the immigration enforcement operation there. Tom Homan takes over from Border Patrol Commander Greg Vivino. Yesterday, the president spoke with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. With bone-chilling cold having moved in, all of the snow dumped by this week's massive winter storm isn't going anywhere. And then there's all that ice that brought down tree limbs and power lines. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says utility crews are still working to get the lights back on for all.
The good news is the public worked with us. They stayed off the roads to give PennDOT an opportunity to get out and clear the roads. And so we really want to thank the public. I'd also note that one of the things we worry about in storms like this, particularly where there's some icing and in the back half of the storm we get some sleet and freezing rain, we worry a lot about power outages.
The audio from WPVI-TV. NATO Secretary General says there is no doubt about it. Europe needs the U.S. to help defend itself.
Mark Rutte Monday speaking to European Union lawmakers in Brussels.
If anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming. You can't. We can't. We need each other.
He told them Europe would need to more than double its military spending to become autonomous in security terms.
If you really want to go it alone, and those of you who are planning for that, forget that you can ever get there with 5%. It will be 10%. You have to build up your own nuclear capability. That costs billions and billions of euros.
Rutte says if there were a break with the U.S.
Hey, good luck.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Stock futures mixed on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 254 points. NASDAQ futures up 151. This is SRN News. Nations around the world are moving to keep kids safe online.
At the behest of parents, clergymen, and advocates, governments are slowly taking action. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deepfakes. And the Indian government has ordered X to take down all unlawful content. Americans wish Congress would do more. Michael Harrington reporting.
The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has voted to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chair Andrea Lucas says it's neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw distinctions between the sexes. This is SRN News. From now on, Southwest Airlines customers will have to decide ahead of time where they're going to sit.
Monday, January 26, the final time that Southwest Airlines passengers were allowed to make their boarding time scrambles for their preferred seats as the airline put an end to its signature open seating system. Tuesday marking the start of the customers sitting only in their assigned seats. The airline began selling tickets shaped by the new policy back in July. So from now on, Southwest flyers are still free to move about the country, but just like with the other airlines, they'll have to do it in the seat listed on their boarding pass. Bob Agner reporting.
Two big city newspapers that were longtime rivals are coming under joint ownership. Publisher USA Today, which owns the Detroit Free Press, plans to buy the Detroit News. As things currently stand, the two papers will continue to publish separately. Additional details of the deal not released. More details, SRNNews.com.